Welcome to the Calm Christian Parenting Podcast. This is Kirk Martin, founder of Celebrate Calm. I want to do a very quick and short podcast because I want to really concentrate on one thing really in this podcast, and it's this. How do you view God? How do you view God? Because I promise you, how you view God will directly relate to how you discipline and treat your own kids. Tell you how this works. My view of God was shaped by my own father. My father was kind of a harsh career military man who was never really ever pleased with me. Nothing I could do was good enough for him. And so when I came to faith, I viewed God that way. And to this day, even though I'm 54, and my father has passed away 15 years ago, I still wrestle with it. There's a part of me that still thinks God's up there, kind of watching everything I do, waiting for me to do something wrong. That he's not ever really quite happy with me. That he's never really quite enjoying me because I could always be doing better. I could be reading scripture more, and I could be praying more, and I could be better to other people, and I could be doing all kinds of other things better. And so there's a part of me that has to wrestle with that and continually has to remind myself that I don't serve the law, I serve a gracious God, that it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance, right? And so if you have this underlying feeling that God is never quite pleased with you, I guarantee you that will play out in your parenting. Because if your view is very law-based, right? So the law-based view of, well, if I'm just good enough and my behavior is good, then God will accept me and love me and bless me. Right? Very law-based. And so, watch, we like that. You know why we like that? Because it feels like it's in our control. And there's a certain pride there, right? Like, when things are going well, it's like, well, I've been doing well lately. Like, I mean, yeah. Right? And there's a certain pride, and there's a certain control thing there of, I get to be in control of my life, of blessings and all these things by my own behavior. And as we found out when we studied Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son, that whole story isn't even about the kids. It's about the prodigal, i.e. lavish nature of the father. And what we learn from that is there was the good older son, remember, who was like, I've never done anything wrong. I have always done what you have asked me to do, Father. And yet he was resentful and bitter. And yet there's the prodigal son who went off and spent all of his money and doing his dad's money and did really awful stuff. And yet he had a relationship with his father, right? And in the end, his heart was good and contrite. And what we learn from that is there's nothing that you can do good enough. You can never be good enough to somehow earn God's acceptance or pleasure. And there's nothing you can do bad enough to separate you from his love, right? And so it's not about your behavior, but that's a very law-based approach. And we kind of like that in some ways, right? And Christians especially, we're like, oh, you lay down the law, right? And we love tough discipline, right? Anytime I post on our Facebook page, and you can find it at just go to Celebrate Calm, and our website is Celebrate Calm too. So if we can ever help you with anything and any of our resources for kids, for you, for your husband, your wife, whatever, just email us, reach out to us, and we'll be glad to help you out. By the way, my son's email, because he handles most of that, is Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, @celebratecalm.com, and we'll be glad to help you out. But one of the things... you know, it's funny, I just did a little detour there, and now I forget where I was. So it's one of the great things about our live events when we do them. It's very free-flowing. It's awesome. But anyway, there's a certain amount of that, right, that where there's a very law. It's about my behavior, and it's about good behavior. And I encourage you to really examine that, because if you have not really understood the grace of God, that it is about his goodness and his mercy and his grace that causes you to be accepted and loved, that will also determine how you view your kids and how you discipline them. Because if you get wrapped up in that, like, well, everything's about behavior, you'll find yourself always, always, always correcting your child over everything. And you'll even use language, and your child will fall into that thing of like, well, was I good today, Daddy? And that could be a really damaging thing, right? Because it makes everything about outward behavior and not the condition of the heart. So I will leave you with that thought for you to wrestle with that, to really understand that. And I'll leave with the one scripture is, I love Proverbs. Proverbs 3, here we go. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or resent his reproof. For the Lord corrects those he loves like a father who delights in his son. For the Lord corrects those he loves like a father who delights in his son. So I'm actually going to leave you with two thoughts. In a lot of Christian parenting, it's very law-based, very about that. I've got to lay down the law, and I've got to correct my kids all the time. And it becomes harsh in a sense and becomes very rigid. And what devolves, and this isn't all homes, is the parent against the child. And I encourage you, please go to Celebrate Calm or look up the Calm Parenting Podcast, because I have about 100 podcasts there where we talk about discipline and calming down a child, and that it's about the relationship, right? And it's about learning how to do this where it's not just like I walk around, right? I used to think like my job was to be the disciplinarian in the home. So my job was kind of like float through the house, catch my wife and my kids doing things wrong, and then I correct them. For some reason, people don't like that. So that you live with. So I got in my head, what if my job is to be the chief source of wisdom in this home? And that my job is, when my son misbehaves, when he needs a course correction, that my job is to give him wisdom, but I do it in the spirit of a father who delights in his son, who enjoys his son. Because I'll leave you with this thought, if you are not enjoying your child, and if everything with your, especially with your strong-willed child now, is kind of like you against him, everything's a power struggle, you're resentful because he won't listen to you, and you're using words like he's defiant, rebellious, then I encourage you to look inside, because I promise you, you are not enjoying that son. If you are not delighting in enjoying your son or your daughter, no good discipline will take place, because good discipline will lead to a closer, more trusting relationship with your child. And I want us to get that as Christians, because you are modeling God the Father for your kids. That's a third thought, which is pretty heavy. You now are modeling. See, my dad didn't model God really well for me. My dad modeled a God who is angry, who can't control himself, who is always interested in only my obedience. And that's what he modeled for me. And that's how I've struggled for 54 years in my view of God. You have an opportunity now to model a different view of God, so that when your kids grow up, they think, huh, so my earthly dad and earthly mom, my earthly parents, are patient, kind, they're gracious, they're merciful, right? They're firm, they discipline me, right? They have very clear boundaries, but the spirit in which they do it says that they love me. It's not that they're angry with me, it's not that they're disappointed, it's not that they make it personal, because the Lord corrects those he loves like a father who delights in his son. So I'll leave you with that thought, that I want you to start enjoying your strong-willed child. I know it's really difficult because they're tough kids, but work on that, wrestle with these thoughts, and I promise you, it will change your parenting and your discipline more than you can imagine, because relationships change behavior, consequences don't. If you want compliance from your child, you must first connect with that child. These are all great principles and biblical principles. Wrestle with it. Start to do it if we can help you with that. let us know, because we'd love to see you get closer to your child. So just reach out to us, Casey, or you can email me, Kirk, K-I-R-K, celebratecalm.com. I'll help you walk through that. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.